Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger. Don't chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I'm weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are in pain. My soul is sore vexed. Now, what does it mean when it talks about my soul? I think it's another word, a way really of saying me. I. The real me. Me right inside me. And you, Lord, O Lord, how long? Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. Save me for the sake of your mercy. So this is the cry of the faithful, isn't it? How long? And we have the same thing. How long have we got to endure? How long until Jesus comes back? In the Old Testament, they had the same. The faithful also. How long? For in death, there is no memory of you. In the grave, who will give you thanks? So he says, I want to keep on living. I don't want to die, because when I'm dead, I'm not going to be aware of anything. I won't be aware of you. I won't be praising you. So it shows that death is unconsciousness. We don't go to heaven when we die. We are unconscious until Jesus comes, and then there's the resurrection. But the logic of what David says is really powerful, because he's saying, look, in death, I can't praise you. And I want to go on living so that I can keep on praising you. So the whole point of life, of keeping on living, is so that we might remember God, is so that we might praise him. I'm weary with my groaning. Every night my bed swims because I water my couch with my tears. My eye is wasting away because of my grief. My eye becomes old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you who work sin. For the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. So he says the sound of his crying, his weeping, is the same as his prayer. So prayer is not just words. God looks at your tears, at your weeping, and he hears that as a prayer. All my enemies will be ashamed and are going to be terribly made to suffer. They will turn back. They will be ashamed suddenly.